And then, lo and behold, in 93, you were inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, it was a very flattering experience. Coming here from Pennsylvania and being adopted as a son.
What a great honor. There are projects like the world's longest sculpture.
Well, in 1980 and 81, like I say, we were planning a World's Fair. Stanley Draper Jr. and I were standing in the lobby of the chamber offices when they were in the Santa Fe parking garage, and on the wall in the reception area was a bas relief of the Ronald 89. It was about 6 feet across and about 2 feet up and down. Stanley looked at that and he said, you know, we need to think of a leave behind piece for our fair. He said, what do you think of a big wall like that at the corner of I-35 and I-40? And I said, oh, corner of I-35 and I-40, perfect. But what we need are about 4 dozen heroic size figures, horses and covered wagons and animals, and the big boss relief wall behind it showing that there are hundreds more coming. So that's where the idea came from. And the city, this Pat Downs, talked to Pat about it. Said, we got to get that intersection there. We got to get the land raised. We ought to build a mesa there so that the long run of heroic-sized figures is on eye level with traffic coming any direction. And they promised to do that. So the famous Leonard McMurray did us a little sample sculpture of the thing. It wasn't one of his best ideas, but anyhow, that was how we showed what we were going to do and went to get support for it. Everybody loved the idea and we were proceeding on schedule, except all said no World's Fair. So the little model gets set on the shelf in the chamber. Lee Allen Smith saw it, and he was trying to sell the idea. Let's get it done anyhow. I'm trying to sell the idea to Mr. Gaylord. Stanley Draper and I were trying to sell it to other wealthy people, put their name on it or the company name on it. One of our calls was on Sil Goldman, the retired founder of folding carts for supermarkets and so forth, very wealthy man, very well-respected man. We said, Sil, we can put your family on this thing. We were kind of kidding around a little bit. We'll bury you underneath it if you want to. Put your name tag like in the military on the lead horse. We'll even make them look like you. Unbeknownst to us, Sil was senile, and the family had people listening to anybody I was talking to him. They thought we were a couple of con men trying to fleece him out of his money. Anyhow, we failed. I failed. Everybody failed, and here's this thing sitting in the corner. Comes the announcement of Blake Wade getting this job to head up the Centennial, and I called Stanley Jr., and I said, Stanley, get Leonard to dust off that thing and glue the arms and legs back on. It'll fall off, and we'll take it out to Blake, and that we did. Lee Allen executed. He's the guy that raised the money to get it done.
Yeah.
It's still being done. It's going to be a hell of a show.
When will that be installed?
Well, it's being worked on, you know, I don't know how many figures down here now, maybe half of them. Paul Moore, Mount Norman, is the sculptor, and he's doing them as fast as he can.
With Lee Allen, Blake Wade, and you, the community was fortunate to have people like you in this town. I mean, just outstanding talent. It wasn't good enough just to run a very successful advertising agency. But you enjoyed civic work as well.
Loved it. Loved it. I think that if I were starting my career over again, I might be hard-pressed to decide between an advertising agency and the Chamber of Commerce work. I can't imagine anybody living in a city that would have had the opportunities that I've had to make that city a better place to live that wouldn't enjoy doing it. It's just, you can see the result of your efforts.
Yeah.
I can get down and see that river. I can see that canal. Yeah. I can see people enjoying it. I can see that run of 89 sculpture. I mean, it's exciting.
You naturally were interested in these civic projects. But then as an advertising person, too, it also probably brought business to your agency.
I don't know that it directly ever did, John, except I know that we enjoyed an awfully good reputation for our business. People knew our campaigns, too. The current ones running that are just superior for Integris Health in the state of Oklahoma. People know who did them. And we performed well for the chamber.
And the fact, though, that here is Ray Ackerman constantly in the news and projects and so forth, they also knew you were attached to that. So it seemed like Ackerman McQueen's agency was everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
When people walked in to clients and prospective clients, they all knew.
As far as I know, we're the only company to this day that's got three people that were past chairman of the Chamber of Commerce.
And they are?
Me, Lee Allen Smith, and Ed Martin.
I think you already talked about this, but I read where you had obviously many health issues. You replaced a heart valve. You had a hip replacement.
Five knees, three hips, two backs, artificial heart valve, and a pacemaker.
And here you are at 87.
87.
And still whole and hearty.